AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The two convicted killers who escaped from the Clinton Correctional Institute in upstate New York are still on the loose, but there's been another arrest. A prison guard believed to have delivered tools inside frozen meat to the inmates. Attorney Andrew Brockway represents Gene Palmer.
My client was charged with three felonies and a misdemeanor. I'm not going to comment any further and get in depth on the charges themselves at this point. I need to meet with my client.
Palmer appeared before a judge in Plattsburgh Wednesday night. He's being held on $25,000 bail pending arraignment. But just before he was sentenced to death, Boston Marathon bomber apologized to the victims and their loved ones.
It was the first time they'd heard from Johar Tsarnaev, who said he's sorry for the lives he took and the suffering he caused. Survivor Lynn Julian wishes he hadn't.
What he said showed no remorse.
But fellow survivor Henry Borgard says he's happy Tsarnaev stood up.
I have forgiven him.
Whether sincere or not, New York Law School professor Robert Blecker says Tsarnaev left a final impression.
Of this apologetic, softened human being.
Which could help if a future president looks at commuting his sentence. I'm Sagar Meghani.
A week after a gunman opened fire at a Bible study at Charleston's historic Mother Emanuel Church, it was standing room only for Wednesday evening session. Earlier at the South Carolina State House, thousands filed past the body of the church's slain pastor. The Reverend Clemente Pinckney will be eulogized on Friday by President Clinton. The interim leader of Emanuel AME, Norvell Goff, is looking forward to the remarks.
We are very pleased that the president saw fit and made time in his schedule to come and to be with this community, this church, this nation, to help us begin and continue the healing process.
This is AP Radio News. A trade bill being pushed hard by President Obama has been approved by the Senate.
The yeas are 60, the nays are 38. The motion to concur in the House amendment to the Senate amendment to H.R. 2146 is agreed to.
The measure to strengthen Obama's hand in global trade talks will go to the White House for his signature less than 2 weeks after it was temporarily derailed in the House by Democratic lawmakers who argued it would cost American jobs. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has joined the crowded field of Republican candidates for president with a long-shot campaign that seeks to court evangelical Christians.
Christianity, it is under assault today in America.
Bobby Jindal. Bobby Christina Brown is now in hospice care after months in the hospital. Her aunt says Whitney Houston's daughter's condition has worsened. Brown was found face down and unresponsive in a bathtub in her Atlanta home in January. She underwent respiratory tube replacement surgery in February. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.